And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, and good evening. Welcome. We are live from Kearney Mesa. Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I'm your co-host and announcer, Joe Vecchio. And time to introduce the man of the hour, CPA and family office guy and counselor extraordinaire, Mr. Richard Musio. Richard, good evening.
Good evening, everybody. I ran down here, Joe, since I did the Carlsbad Half Marathon. I thought I'd just keep going.
You've been on the run all day. I understand you placed pretty highly today in the pack of 8,000 runners.
I guess they said the announcer at the start said there was 8,500 people in the half marathon, and I came in 918th place. But here's the funny thing. I ran it in 1 hour and 46 minutes and a few seconds, but I was 13 seconds faster than last year.
Wow.
But when you think about that, when you run a half marathon, you're taking like 25,000 steps, and I was 13 seconds faster over 25,000 steps. That's just odd.
Wow.
Second per mile. Well, but I wanted to give a big shout out to my intellectual property attorney, Natalie Morgan, who works with Wilson, Sonsini, Goodrich, and Rosati in Delmar Heights. Mm-hmm. She set a personal record at the half marathon distance for her. 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Wow.
Only a year ago did she actually get under 2 hours. Now she's all the way down to 150. So, Natalie, way to go.
That's great. Congratulations to her. And congratulations. Did you watch some football today?
I got home. Well, I went to the office to get caught up on stuff, and I came home in time to watch that guy for Baltimore miss that chip shot.
Do you think he took the same plane home with the team, or did he just head straight for Hawaii, right for the Pro Bowl or whatever, huh?
That's right. I don't think he took the same team plane home.
Wow. Anyway, tomorrow morning we have an interesting thing coming up. Do you want to talk about what we're going to do tomorrow?
We're going to University of San Diego to see the head of the SEC Enforcement Division, Robert, it's pronounced Kuzami, right?
Correct.
Kuzami.
Correct.
He's going to talk about, I'm not sure what he's going to talk about because they don't really prosecute anybody ever.
Well, it's supposed to be a conversation with just the law students and the faculty, but we're obviously going as a guest of one of the faculty members, so that's why we're in there. But we'll be glad to share what we learn next week with all our listeners. So that should be an interesting morning. And then, of course, Thursday, what are we doing? We're going back there to hear this gentleman named, was it Mike Mayo?
I think it's Mike Mayo Thursday night, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the guy who has that interesting blog on banks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I can go to that one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well, I think I had a previous commitment. But we did something fun last Thursday night, didn't we?
Yes. What did we do?
We went to Jim Lampley's house to preview a really interesting piece that's now airing on HBO.
Absolutely. Freddie Roach, probably the preeminent trainer in the field of professional boxing today, trains Manny Pacquiao and I don't know how many other championship boxers, and coping with his own Parkinson's disease. And this is more or less a documentary reality type program. It's running on HBO, which just started Friday. It was kind of cool, though, to get to see the first two episodes before everybody else, don't you think?
Yeah, it's amazing to watch something about somebody who's so high-functioning, who's afflicted with something so serious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And grew up under very trying circumstances. His personal story, especially what his mother had to deal with and everything else, is pretty compelling stuff. So might be worth tuning in if you're interested in that sort of thing. And then also, I gave you a little gift, a CD last week. I delivered, like I said I would, between the holidays. We bumped into Stacy Taylor. He broadcasts on another station, but he originates from here sometime. And I recalled that in 1998, which was, 12, 13 years ago, right?
This was November of 1998.
Yeah, I said, Stacy, I remember the day I brought Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show around, and yours was one of the shows we did. And I think I have a cassette recording of it at home, and I will try to get it transferred to a CD because, as I recall, it's one of the funniest hours, I believe, in San Diego broadcast history. So sure enough, I dug it out and had it transferred over and gave you a copy. And what do you think?
It was incredible. I almost drove my car off the road. And we can't repeat some of the best jokes on the air necessarily.
Oh my God. That was such great fun.
But it was funny stuff. I can't believe that somebody could be that mentally facile. I mean, that quick and that funny, just when somebody's talking about something, to say such funny things about it.
He was 65 at the time. He's about 76 now.
That's 13 years. That'd make him like 78.
Yeah. I think. But you know, just hearing his stories and, you know, actually we started the day in this very building. We started with Jeff and Jer in the morning. We came over here and Joe Bauer made an appearance here. Went over to Channel 9, did KUSI with Laura Buxton, and you remember what Tim said
yes,
about
I do.
That show? Yeah. And then Tim completely took over that half hour, and then we did Stacy's show, and then in the afternoon we concluded with Roger Hedgecock. I don't think I've ever laughed that much in one day that I can remember. So, but anyway.
Great stuff. Hey, yeah. But we've got a guest. We should at least introduce our guest in the first 10 minutes, shouldn't we?
We should. Well, I'll let you do that, right?
Bill Fitzmaurice is our guest tonight. And Bill's going to talk about something really interesting. He's going to talk about life insurance, but not life insurance necessarily in the context of, well, needing it to take care of contingencies or unexpected events. It's going to be more of a discussion centering around life insurance as an investment. But Bill, why don't you introduce yourself just briefly? Who are you? What do you do, ever so briefly, without getting too technical? What's your background, and what do you do for fun, most of all?
Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure.
On tonight. And my name is William Fitzmaurice, and a little background. I've been involved in the insurance finance business since 2003. Excuse me. And quite a history, and evolved into some pretty incredible estate planning opportunities using life insurance, investment grade life insurance, to help folks pass from one generation to the next. You know, everything they've worked hard for.
And what do you do for fun? You're a surfer, right?
Yeah, I surf. Member of the Wyndham Sea Surf Club, and also part of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, so that's one of the things that I do for fun, and along with raising four young kids and a great wife, so great family.
Excellent.
So Joe, if we, yes. You know, if it's dark when we leave, we just want Bill to walk us out.
Are you a native San Diegan, Bill?
No, I was originally born in New York City, and my father passed away when I was quite young, and my mom remarried a gentleman who at the time was working with the Ford Foundation in Caracas, Venezuela, and he took a position with USAID down in Rio de Janeiro, and so I moved to Brazil.
At what age was that?
I moved there when I was 13, and I moved to San Diego when I was 17, and my club handle is Bill Brazil.
Yeah, that's right. Your personal email is Bill Brazil. But hey, interesting story, though. We were speaking about Jim Lampley's documentary on Freddie Roach. I know Freddie Roach trained some MMF fighters, I think George St. Pierre, and another one who's fairly well known, but I can't remember his name. So he not only trains boxers, he also trains MMF. Do you do that for fun, Bill?
For fun and for self-defense and just overall. It's, you know, jiu-jitsu is It's a lot more than just a martial art. It really helps keep your mind very focused. It's like chess. Mm-hmm. So you play a game of chess, but with your body, and it's an addictive, I guess, way of life and sport
Maybe it's like meditation in a way, because you shut everything else out and just focus on what you're doing, basically. So is it a way to relax, even though you're physically exerting yourself? They say that about running too, that it's actually a form of relaxation. So
yeah, you know, the guys and gals that I roll with, you know, we're more like a family, and no one's out to hurt each other. And it's a little different. It's similar in some respects, but it's maybe a lot different than MMA, and, you know, because we're not out to take each other's heads off. Mm-hmm. But you know, each of us are kind of like stones, and we polish each other and bring something to the table. And me being 57, I'm one of the older guys in the, you know, at the school. So
well, we're all in that 50-ish category, wouldn't you say, Richard?
Well, I'm 53, and yeah, you're right about running. It frees your mind, but running a half marathon, my mind was free until about mile 10, and then I noticed things were hurting where I didn't know I even had muscles or tendons. Like, holy cow, why am I doing this?
I don't think I'm going to be running a marathon this lifetime.
But it frees your mind until your body says, maybe you should do something else, like play tiddlywinks as a hobby.
Well, I mean, there's always the 30-minute-a-day program that 3, 4, 5 times a week. But it, you know, a half marathon is, I did do a half marathon once in 1984, and as I was crossing the Laurel Street Bridge, my sweatband fell off, and I bent over and looked back. I see a sea of legs coming at me, and the thought went through my head and said, if this was a marathon, I'd only be halfway done. And with that thought, I almost passed out, but I was able to make it another couple hundred yards to the finish line. But anyway, it's...
Well, you probably bent over to pick up your headband. When you've been running 13 miles, you do not want to bend over suddenly and then stand up because there's no blood in your brain.
Yeah, I found that out.
Yeah, that's how that works.
And it's just coming back now, the blood.
That's too funny. But yeah, there was 8,500 runners at this half marathon. I think about another 3,000 people doing the full 26.2.
Wow.
So what a crazy busy. But it didn't rain, so that was really neat.
Yeah.
Really, really neat stuff.
Well, I'm kind of intrigued about life insurance as an investor, finance. I mean, it's an interesting niche, but I guess we're going to have to get back into that when we have take a little break here. So we'll be back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs after this short announcement.
Follow Sean Hannity in 2012.
This is what the mainstream media does. They want to influence you. You want to know why talk radio is popular? This is it. Because it's an alternative to this crap, this manipulation, this one-sidedness, this abusively biased news media that exists in this country. And if there's but one voice, one channel on your radio dial that can get you information that is not tainted by this agenda, then God bless it.
Sean Hannity, tomorrow noon to 3. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hey, it's John from MojoPages.com. A lot of my friends have told me they've heard our commercials on 760 KFMB about how we make it fast, easy, and reliable for you to find the best local businesses. But they're still a little confused about what a business's mojo is. Mojo can mean a lot of different things, like Austin Powers used it to attract the opposite sex. It also describes the magical charm in African folklore. But for us, mojo is a score that we give to every business that ranks them from best to worst. So we can use this score to tell you who the number one dentist is in San Diego, the number one restaurant, the number one plumber, etc. We get the Mojo score by analyzing over 3 million customer reviews, and that's more than just about any other review site. We take all these reviews, we put them through a crazy mathematical algorithm, and it spits out the Mojo score for each business. Go ahead and try it for yourself at mojopages.com. Hey, it's totally free, it's easy to use, and it'll help you find a great business. Go to mojopages.com. Check Mojo, then go.
Slater Crusaders, you've heard me talk about Newman replacement windows. If you're in the market for replacement windows or doors, you got to listen up. I'm here right now with the owner, Duncan Newman. Duncan, what is the Newman advantage?
We started this about 19 years ago, and I firmly felt that there was no service left in the construction industry. So my wife and I decided that we would start a company that would treat people like it was the 1950s again. My salespeople are told that when they walk up the driveway to a customer's house, if the newspaper is on the driveway, pick it up and hand it to the customer when you get to the front door as you're saying hello.
Duncan, that's awesome. How can Slater Crusaders experience this Newman advantage?
You can call us toll-free at 1-877-7-NEWMAN. You can look us up on the website at newmanwindows.com, or you can come to any of our showrooms. We have a new 10,000-square-foot showroom on Morena Boulevard at 1176 Morena Boulevard.
And Slater Crusaders get a free in-home estimate. Give him a call, 1-877-7-NEWMAN.
And now, Talk Radio 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs, with your hosts Richard Musio and Joe Vecchio. Now, here are Richard and Joe.
We're back. We are back live for the second time. That was supposed to be a commercial, but we'll get that all fixed up after the next break. So, but anyway, we're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. And now back to Richard and Bill.
So let's talk about life insurance. And to sort of set the stage here, just some brief background on estate and gift tax rules. Because we're in a point right now in our nation's history that we've never been in before in terms of estate and gift tax. That is to say, there is grotesque uncertainty out there. And here's why. Back in 2000, there was this so-called repeal of the estate tax, but it never really was a repeal because for 10 years, the exemption, which used to be $600,000 for both gifting as well as how many assets you could have when you passed away and not be subject to tax, also $600,000, that crept up slowly up to $1 million. And then starting in the early 2000s, for gifting purposes, the exemption, the amount that you could gift without paying a gift tax was $1 million, but the amount you could die with without paying estate tax crept up from $1 million all the way up to $3.5 million by 2009. And then in 2010, there was no estate tax because Congress just never got around to, shall we say, solving this 10-year problem. And now we have a $5 million exemption, but that's both for gift and estate tax. But that's only for 2011 and 2012. So as of today, at the end of this year, the $5 million exemption only goes back to $1 million. So way back when, if you had, say, a $4, $5, or $6 million estate and the exemption amount was only $1 million, it's a real simple way to solve that problem. In other words, to come up with the liquidity to pay the estate tax was to buy life insurance. But in today's environment of a $5 million exemption per spouse, so if you're, you know, husband and wife, that's a $10 million exemption in total. There's a lot of life insurance that's owned that maybe doesn't suit its purpose, at least today, but it may in 2013, depending on what Congress does or doesn't do with extending or not extending the gift tax and the estate tax exemption of $5 million. The other interesting thing that happened, well, not that happened, but that existed in the 1990s into the early to mid-2000s, is we were in a much higher interest rate environment. So a lot of life insurance policies that were acquired had interest rate assumptions or return assumptions that are much higher than, for example, the insurance companies have been able to earn in the market over the last 10 or 15 or 20 years. And so many people find themselves in a grotesque state of uncertainty with regard to the life insurance policies that they own today because they don't know if it suits the purpose that it was originally acquired for because of the uncertainty in the estate and gift tax. And also, in some cases, the declining interest rates have caused subpar performance in the investment part of that life insurance. And so people who thought they were fully paid into their life insurance are now having to pay additional premiums, and they're not quite sure what to do about that. And I guess there's one other issue that goes along with that. Many of these policies were set up through life insurance trusts, which is something we're going to be talking about later in the show, where the trustee of the life insurance trust isn't a professional trustee like a Dunham Trust or a Wilmington Trust, but rather is the business partner or the nephew or the brother or some other relative. And these trustees probably haven't done much due diligence in terms of trying to figure out whether the life insurance that's owned in these taxable estates or non-taxable estates, depending on where the exemption winds up, whether that's really an appropriate asset to own or not. So they're taking on a lot of risk they don't even know about. That is to say, they're subject to being sued by beneficiaries. So I just wanted to say all of that to sort of set the landscape for what we want to talk about tonight, to give some history. Mm-hmm. But gentlemen, any comments on anything I've thrown out there before we move on?
Well, Richard, I think you're very correct in what you say. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. And in 2013, if I'm not mistaken, if nothing is done and everything goes on the same course that it's headed for, you know, state taxes could be as high as 50 to 55% with a $1 million exemption. And so, you know, you think about that, and especially if you are a high net worth individual and you've worked hard all your life, maybe your parents before you worked hard, and you've paid a huge amount of taxes all the way up to the point of your eventual demise, you know, you have to think about what the implications are to the beneficiaries that you're leaving behind, your kids, your grandkids, and their kids. So you have an enormous, you know, amount of your estate that could end up, you know, being spread back around, you know, through the U.S. government. So, mm-hmm. You know,
when the estate tax originally came into play, I think it was right around World War I, wasn't it designed to fund the war? And
the estate tax came in a little bit after World War I because of the deficit created by the war.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory behind it was that, let's put it this way, the government didn't want all of the wealth in the country to be controlled just by a few very wealthy families. So mm-hmm. to the extent that there's an estate tax, you know, that, so to speak, makes sure that, you know, if you look at Hawaii, for example, there's a couple of islands that are controlled by maybe six families and that's it. Mm. So that was sort of the theory behind it. But whether it's fair or not is really an interesting question. And Bill, I'm glad you mentioned the tax rates, because right now the estate and gift tax rate is 35%. But yes, if the present rules here in 2012 are allowed to sunset, the estate tax rate goes all the way back up to 55%. So yeah, think about that. If you die with a $20 million estate and there's only, Well, let's assume husband and wife, so you get $2 million of exemption. You know, you're looking at almost $10 million of estate tax, and you've already paid income taxes on all of that buildup to begin with. You know, is that fair? Is that not fair? Who knows? Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, that's too small of an estate to be paying estate tax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into philosophy or political beliefs.
Now, Bill Gates' dad, and I think even Warren Buffett, they've got an opinion that might be counter to what most might think about mm-hmm. people in their position. So, you know, it's an interesting argument.
Yeah, and I think if you're truly, truly, truly high net worth, billions of dollars, in many cases it loses some meaning. You don't want your kids to become trust funders, although in many cases you're building philanthropic intent. Mm-hmm. And so when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about something that's really, really interesting.
That's great. Well, let's take a break right now after new sports, weather, and announcements, and we'll talk more on It's Your Money, Not Theirs when we get back. Thanks.
We're leading the way in 2012. San Diego's new home of the Roger Hedgecock Show. Weekdays 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-709-5667. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-709-5667. That's 1-800-709-5667. 1-800-709-5667.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. Last year, over 7,000 Southern Californians made their Mercedes-Benz dreams come true at Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. I'm proud to say we're still the number one dealership in vehicle sales for the 13th consecutive year. If you missed our December winter event, you're still in luck.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is proud to announce our giant 20th pre-owned anniversary event going on right now with over 750 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that must be sold.
We've recently taken in a record number of pampered local vehicles. Our huge inventory of Fletcher Jones Platinum certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz are all sales tagged. Remember, only one out of every three qualify. The rest, we sell to less discriminating dealers. This event only happens once a year, so don't miss out. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Per NBUSA report for new and pre-owned, December 31st, 2011.
I'm Nicole Donnelly, and for over 20 years, I've owned and managed Miramar Kitchen & Bath with one goal in mind, to offer great service and low prices. Most importantly, thousands of San Diegans have discovered how a woman's touch has helped them with our intuitive understanding of what you're looking for in a kitchen or bath remodel, and why many consider us San Diego's kitchen and bath remodel specialists.
Want a new bathroom or kitchen now but want to pay later? Ask about Miramar Kitchen & Bath's 6 months same as cash plan on approved credit.
Call Miramar Kitchen & Bath at 858-271-8434 or visit my showroom. It's just one half block off Miramar Road on Commerce Avenue.
Contractors license 657-333.
Join thousands of smiling, satisfied customers with new bathrooms that shine, and with the money they saved, are having us remodel their kitchen too.
Miramar Kitchen and Bath.
We lead, you follow, they get out of the way. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Roger. Isn't it nice to finally have 2011 in the rearview mirror? I mean, the debt crises, the market goes up, it goes down, the bad news, it's over. And now's the perfect time to get a head start on creating better times
in 2012, and better times with a reverse mortgage from Aramco Financial. If you or your spouse are 62 years or older and own your home, you can use the equity you've built up to kick off the new year with cash in the bank and no mortgage payments. That's right. Eliminate your monthly mortgage payments for the rest of your life. Have cash on hand to accomplish, well, whatever you want to do. Fix up the house, pay off the bills, travel the world. Join me, Roger Hedgecock, and my friend Mehran Aram for an entertaining and informative evening at Tom Hamm's Lighthouse on the beautiful San Diego Harbor. On January 26th, see if you qualify for a reverse mortgage. To reserve your seat, call 877-760-1130. That's 877-760-1130 or online at aramcofinancial.com. That's aramcofinancial.com.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes?
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-700-5902. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-700-5902. That's 1-800-700-5902.
Roger Hedgecock.
Follow me every afternoon, 3 to 6 on 760 KFMB.
In trouble, Marines get local support. I'm 760's Rick Williams, and here are the stories we're following. Republican Duncan Hunter from Alpine was in Washington this week lobbying the Pentagon. He believes the four Marines allegedly caught on tape urinating on dead insurgents should be disciplined but not court-martialed. The jobless rate in the county had hit 8.9% in December, better than it was in November at 9.2%, also a big jump from 10.1% back in December of 2010. The University House at UC San Diego is being renamed for the widow of Dr. Seuss, Audrey Geisel. The $10 million renovation it's undergoing now is being funded by private donations. Be prepared for cold season. Stop by 99 cents only stores and save on antibacterial hand sanitizer, ibuprofen, and Kleenex tissue for 99.99 cents each. Shop 99 cents only stores first. KFMB weather, partly cloudy and 56 at Lindbergh Field. And at sports, the Aztecs beat Air Force last night, their last home game, 57-44, also their 10th straight win. Follow these stories and more at KFMB.com. Now here's the latest from ABC News.
New England going to the Super Bowl 2 weeks from tonight. The Patriots clinch the AFC Championship today, beating the Ravens 23-20. The Pats will face the winner of tonight's NFC Championship game between San Francisco and New York. That game is tied in overtime right now. College football fans are mourning the loss of former Penn State head football coach Joe Paterno. A candlelight vigil was held outside the Penn State administration building tonight. Paterno lost his battle with lung cancer today. He was 85. Before Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords resigns this week, she will attend the president's State of the Union address on Tuesday. The president released a statement saying Giffords shows us what it means to be selfless. The Democratic congresswoman was wounded by a gunman a year ago. At least one tornado spotted by storm trackers near Little Rock, Arkansas tonight. Some damage is reported. A tornado watches up from Illinois to Mississippi. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Follow Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon.
I really, truly believe that I'm not wrong about the American people.
Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, we are back with more of It's Your Monday Not Theirs, and congratulations to the other Super Bowl participant. The New York Giants just won up in San Francisco, so that's going to be a rematch of Super Bowl 42, Brady versus Manning, and we'll see if Manning wins it again or what happens. By the way, if you would like to visit Richard's website, it is simply iymoney.com, www.iymoney.com. The email is joe at iymoney.com or Richard, I think it's Rich at
Rich. Rich at iymoney.com.
Right. And let's go back to Richard and Bill and explore this topic some more.
So, Bill, I'm going to ask you a question. So here's the problem. I work with a lot of really high net worth families, and here's our typical problem. Let's assume that we need a lot of life insurance to pay estate taxes, and let's assume that we pay $100,000 a year of premium, just to keep it simple. The problem with that for me is when you figure in the true cost after income taxes, after gift taxes, you get something like this. Most of my clients are in a 35% federal tax rate and not a 9 or 10% California tax rate. So to write a check for $100,000 to an insurance company, we have to make $180,000 before income tax. And then if this is a gift, the $100,000 is a gift, well, this year that's another 35% on $100,000. Next year that might be another 55% on $100,000. So the cost of writing a $100,000 check to a life insurance company is really somewhere between $215,000 and $235,000 a year. So what that cries out for, what happened starting about 10 years ago, this rather interesting product came to be called premium financing. I know you were a pioneer in this field, right, about 10 years ago, because it was a way for high net worth families to buy life insurance without having to, after tax, spend all this money. Can you give us a little bit of history on that and talk about that ever so briefly before we get into what you're doing these days?
Sure, and I wouldn't go as far as to call myself a pioneer.
Well, just you got gray hair, so anybody with gray...
I've got plenty of gray hair. Sure. What you're referring to is I am, along with a couple of my colleagues, founder of a company that essentially provided premium finance for high net worth seniors or individuals that obtained a certain age, and this allowed them to essentially monetize their capacity or excess capacity to own life insurance. And sell it off into something called the settlements market, which is the secondary market for life insurance policies. So this is not where premium finance started. Premium finance has been around as long as banks and insurance have been around, and there's always been traditional premium finance. But I think what you're referring to is the non-traditional, non-recourse premium finance that has caused so much controversy in the insurance industry in general. So
there you have it.
Yeah, and why has that caused controversy in the insurance arena in general?
Well, back in 2003, when we first started, you know, in the demographics that we're discussing, you know, is seniors, men and women in the ages of 70 and above. You know, there was not a lot of insurance written on those lives, primarily because when you get to that obtained age, you know, you're talking about very healthy premiums. You know, a $10 million policy, you could be talking about 5% of the face value of that policy. So some upwards to $500,000 a year would actually go to premium payments. So to use your example, that could actually equate to closer to, you know, $800,000 or $900,000 of after-tax earnings. So although life insurance is a very valuable part of an estate, investment-grade life insurance really should be part of a well-thought-out portfolio, especially if you are affluent. A lot of folks really don't want to pay for it.
So would they go out and seek financing for their policy? Is that how it works generally? Or?
Sure, they can, but if you go to a traditional lender like a Wells Fargo or a lender of that ilk, you know, there's kind of an old saying is you know, get your money's worth, die early, you know, because you know, you can go upside down in those, you know, with the borrowed money.
Right.
I mean, sometimes the amount you borrow, you know, after a period of not a very long time, maybe 8 years, you can be upside down in the actual loan.
Plus, banks like to make money when they're loaning money. There's an old saying about banks that they have very deep pockets but very short arms.
Mm-hmm.
But so, Bill, you're doing something really, really interesting now that is sort of an offshoot or a much improved version of what you used to do. Can you just describe it briefly without getting into too many numbers or too many technicalities, because we'd like to keep things simple on this show, since the co-hosts are two very simple-minded guys.
Sure. What we've done is somewhat of a natural evolution of non-recourse premium finance. And essentially what we've done with our financial partners, we've created a proprietary structure which allows a high net worth individual or groups of professionals, say 10 or more, like 10 or more doctors or 10 or more engineers or 10 or more CPAs, to essentially write a lot of life insurance on their lives outside of their estate, okay, which allows the death benefit to flow through to their beneficiaries. Okay, so one of the things that we've done is we've created a really good funding vehicle, which is called an ILLT, an Irrevocable Life Insurance Trust. Now, we didn't create the ILLT. Those have been around for a long time. But we've created an ILLT specific to our program that has been adopted, to your point, Richard, by Wilmington Trust, a professional trustee, group of trustees. And, excuse me. And so what this ILLT does is the ILLT is the borrower in this example, or in our program, and it keeps all the premium payments away from the insured. So the insured, the family, the beneficiaries don't have to come out of pocket to make the premium payments. They don't have to put up any collateral, like their real estate. They don't have to sign any personal guarantees. And the way we've structured it is the loan is actually repaid at the time of death. And so we've created, along with our financial partners, which include domestic and international financial partners, this structure, pardon me, which allows us to provide this program to high net worth individuals.
Is there anything else analogous to that? Would it be a reverse mortgage or something like that? Or is it something just completely unique to what you do?
You know, I think you bring up a good point. This is, in some respects, kind of like a reverse mortgage. You get to live inside your life insurance policy and not have to pay for it. And you get to live in it until the time you die.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the same time, the difference with a reverse mortgage is, my understanding is, the financial institution that's helping you out with that reverse mortgage, they get to keep your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in this instance, whole bunch of life insurance actually flows through to the beneficiaries, your kids, your grandkids, or charity of your choice, alumni association, so on and so forth. So that would be the big difference.
And why is it important to use a professional trustee like a Wilmington Trust as opposed to saying, well, I'm a high net worth individual and I want to do this, but I'm going to have my brother be the trustee?
Well, I guess, Richard, I guess I could answer the question. If you're going to prepare your taxes and you've got a complicated portfolio and own a lot of real estate, stocks and bonds and so on and so forth, would you want to hire a professional to do that for you, or would you want to just try and do it on your own to file your returns? You know, having a professional trustee that takes on the risk of making sure that your premium payments are being taken care of, that your taxes are being filed on time, and really understand the ins and outs of what's at stake really is important. And so we've gone ahead and we've got a very close relationship, as I mentioned, with the Wilmington Trust. I think they've been around since 1904, 1905, and they're one of the largest trust companies in the United States. And so they do a fine job for us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of private trustees who aren't really trustees but were just named in a life insurance document because they were a relative, a friend, a business partner of the insured, they don't do the due diligence that they're supposed to when they're looking at, for example, the structure, the notice to the beneficiaries, the income tax returns. They just don't, because they don't know. They're not professional trustees. That's why I think, that's another reason why I think it's important to use a professional trustee or fiduciary, if you ever hear the word fiduciary, just a fancy term for trustee. And that's why somebody like a Wilmington Trust, one of the biggest and best trust companies on the planet, I think is such a much better choice than putting in a friend, a relative, a business partner to be trustee of a trust, because that person, that individual person, is usually not qualified. And that's not a good place to be, because there's too much risk, too many dollars. And again, you want to make sure that the death benefit is out of the taxable estate, get to keep 100% of it. You also want to make sure you're not paying any income tax on the proceeds. Generally, life insurance is income tax free as well. So that's usually not the issue. It's usually whether it's included in the taxable estate or not. So Bill, quick question. If the exemption amount goes from $5 million back down to $1 million, that makes what you're doing even more attractive, correct?
I would believe so. You can have an estate of $100 million and worked hard all your life to get it to that lofty level. And if things go the way they look like they're going to go, upon your death, $55 million or $54 million in this example would flow through to not to your family.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That would be a really hard check to write. Although I wouldn't mind writing a $55 million check someday. That meant that I would have at least $55 million in my bank account.
Well,
dream
it can,
on.
It can be a real hardship, though. I mean, you know.
The issue is most families don't have cash or liquid assets. Right. They have what kind of assets do you usually see people owning, Bill?
Well, you know, I see a lot of real estate, and that mm-hmm. brings me to an example. My neighbor, for example, lovely man, you know, husband and wife, and they own about 30 properties, and they live off the cash flow from those properties. But in this economic environment, if, let's say, something happened to both of them at the same time, you know, what would happen to their daughter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a net worth of approximately, let's call it $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if 2013 came around, you know, my gosh, I'm not sure what would be left if you had to fire sale 30 properties.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the tax man cometh,
mm-hmm.
you know, he wants his money in 9 months.
Right.
Yeah, I've got 9 months, and well, let's put it mildly, it's not a good time to be selling real estate if you have to be selling real estate right now. And even in a $5 million exemption environment, if you have a $25 million net worth, you're facing an estate tax of, I'll do this in my head, close to $6 million. So that's not insignificant either. Yeah, it's pretty bad when that's your best case.
Let's hang on to those thoughts, so Richard. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs.
The leaders in talk radio. Mike Slater.
I have a feeling that you're a Slater crusader.
Glenn Beck.
A leader will remind people who they are.
Sean Hannity.
Conservatism is literally our path to prosperity and success.
Roger Hedgecock.
There's now two classes of people in this state. One class has to obey the law, and the second class doesn't have to obey any of the laws.
Mark Levin.
I don't care if you've been listening to talk radio since 5 this morning. Stick with me.
Follow them here. San Diego's talk radio leader. 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Did you know that Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, but in San Diego County it ranks third? Hi, it's Roger Hedgecock, and Alzheimer's disease has touched many families, including ours. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the new active care at Bressy Ranch, a residential memory care community that recently opened in Carlsbad. Active care at Bressy Ranch is a specially designed senior living community that is staffed to serve the changing needs of those with memory loss. Every part of this building is purposely built for and dedicated to memory care. Active Care also features an engaging activity program focused on enhancing life for its residents. The new community includes the Bressy Club, which offers a unique assisted living lifestyle for those with mild memory loss. To learn more about this next generation of memory care communities, stop by Active Care at Bressy Ranch, located behind Trader Joe's in Carlsbad, or call for more information at 800-896-2980. Again, toll free, 800-896-2980. 2980. You can also visit online at activecareliving.com.
Did you know that if you're a woman over 40, you need to work out at least an hour a day just to maintain your current weight? An hour at the gym every day without losing a pound? That's ridiculous. Hi, I'm Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies. And when I heard that, I was shocked, because I know that if you feed your body right, you can lose weight in no time. That's why I'm going to let anyone who calls today try my weight loss smoothies for 2 full weeks. I'll even personally guarantee that you'll see the weight fall right off. To claim your 2-week trial, call now and receive free shipping and handling. The number is 1-800-933-9552. And now I've made my smoothies even better, because I'm going to guarantee the first 100 callers a 2-week weight loss trial. I'll even include free shipping and handling, plus my revolutionary blender bottle, absolutely free. But you have to call 1-800-933-9552. That's 1-800-933-9552.
Hi, if you're paying more than 4.125% on your mortgage, you're missing the boat. Rates are at incredibly low levels. This is Kevin Lyons, owner of Anchor Funding. It's time to refi and start saving money each and every month. It's your money. Do what you want with it. Call me at 800-333-5157. 7. My company's a direct lender. So if you're paying more than 4.125%, you need to call me. That's 800-333-5157 or online, anchorfunding.net.
Equal Housing Lender, California Broker Number 01276087. Not all applicants qualify.
With today's technology, appliance repairs are darn complicated. Hi, I'm Perry Williams, owner of 1-800-Appliance. Did you know that Appliance Rescue is the only preferred servicer in San Diego for all the top brands? In fact, Whirlpool, Maytag, and the likes call us for their repairs, and you should too. Our technicians are 100% factory trained, so skip the middleman, call us direct, and you won't be overcharged. Service calls are always free with any repair.
Appliance Rescue will rescue you. Call 1-800-Appliance.
Follow Mike Slater tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, we are back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs, and that great Mission Impossible music. And now back to Richard and Bill.
So, Bill, when we went to break, you were talking about... Oh, wait, we want to let Bill throw out his contact information,
too.
Oh,
yeah, let me do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, you could email him at wmfitzmaurice, which is maurice@gmail.com.
Well, again, F-I-T-Z.
Oh, I'm assuming they can spell that, but you're right. wmfitzmaurice@gmail.com.
Yeah, I've seen that spelled with an S. Don't spell it with an S.
Okay.
It's got a Z and a C.
And we'll give it again before we leave.
Yeah, we will. But so, Bill, when we went to break, you were talking about your neighbor who is worth, let's say, $25 million, and it's pretty much an illiquid asset class, real estate.
At this point in time, they wouldn't
want to be in a position where they have to fire sale. So walk us through that example one more time, since I know we had to run a little bit short there.
Sure. Well, let's keep the numbers simple. Let's just say they had a net worth of call it $20 million. And so let's say it's 2013, and let's say they're driving to their desert home, and something happens, and both of them pass in a car accident. Their daughter would be left holding a pretty difficult bag to handle. And what I mean by that is, in this economic environment, real estate, even good real estate, investment grade real estate, is a lot more difficult to liquidate, especially in the 9-month period of time that they have, than something that you can like a treasury bill or stocks or bonds. And so, you know, in a fire sale, you know, Richard, you probably know better than I would, what would that property be worth?
Oh, people are taking 25-30% discounts these days to move stuff quickly.
Okay.
So that's painful.
And a $20 million,
that's millions of dollars.
Yeah, $20 million example of net worth, and then, you know, their estate tax liability is going to be, you know, they'd have $9 million left?
Yeah, here's the sad thing. You have to pay the estate tax based on the fair market value of the real estate, which is not necessarily the price that you can only sell it at.
Wow. That's right.
Cruel.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, this is where a well-structured insurance finance program is really a remarkable estate planning tool, especially when you can design it in such a way, using a good trustee and a well-structured islet to keep the death benefit out of the estate. So,
and you had mentioned that you could even couple it with disability insurance and use it to finance a number of other things, correct?
Sure. So, for example, with groups of doctors.
A group is how many people or more, by the way?
Let's say 10 or more.
Okay, so 10 employees of an organization, such as physicians, attorneys.
Attorneys, accountants.
Okay, got it.
We want to make sure you're covered, Richard.
Well, I thought you said high net worth people.
Well, you run along the beach, that must mean you're a high net worth individual.
I do that to find quarters and pennies.
How about high maintenance people?
So a group of 10 or more. Right. Tell us how this might work with a group of 10 or more, and also, can you combine it with disability?
Sure. So in our structure, we're exploring lots of different benefits. But so, for example, let's say you had a group of physicians that work with a hospital, and we're looking to do something of this nature with a couple of hospitals to begin with in Texas. And so these physicians would, right off the bat, it looks like they're going to get $1 million of life insurance, okay, which may be divided half and half, half as key man insurance.
You mean $1 million each, right?
Right, $1 million each on each life.
Okay.
Along with approximately, and we're exploring this right now, but about $5,000 a month of disability if something happens. So there's... In this structure, in this unique structure that we've developed, you know, we're able to do quite a few very flexible, very beneficial things for the professional.
And with these groups, you're saying you can use the insurance to, for example, provide funding to buy out a partner's practice if they pass away, or to create liquidity for that person's estate, or all of the above?
All of the above. So if you're a professional organization, you hire a number of attorneys, or you want to attract good talent, or you want to maintain good talent, keep them right where they are, you know, offering this as a benefit, you know, is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of golden handcuffs, so to speak.
I would imagine golden handcuffs instead of the parachute, right?
Yeah, golden parachute when you leave. Golden handcuffs is when you stay.
That's right.
And when you say groups of 10 or more, you can do this with really large groups, too. I mean, 1,000. I mean, I know employers that have 5,000 employees. How would that work there?
Absolutely. You know, we can go to multiples of thousands of professionals. So
wow, powerful stuff. So, Bill, what's your prediction on the? Let's get back to your next door neighbor in the estate tax. We have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a poll. There's three of us. Do we think the $5 million exemption is really going back to $1 million, or do you think Congress might actually fix this by the end of the year? I'm just curious what everybody in this room thinks.
Well, I mean, they might get a compromise number in there too, don't you think?
I think it depends on who gets elected.
True, true.
Because if a Republican gets elected, we'll be more inclined, I think, to have a very high estate and gift tax exemption. If Obama gets reelected, we might see a lot of give there.
Well, whoever gets in there, they've got a lot of deficit and debt to worry about too. So, you know, that's probably another consideration.
Yeah, although, the good news is, well, it's not good news. The bad news is, whether it's a $5 million exemption or a $1 million exemption, when you have to pay estate tax, it's a very painful exercise to have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really, really is.
Which is why you need the insurance.
Yeah. Not for you, but your kids and grandkids, because you're no longer here.
Yeah, you're no longer here.
True.
That's right. Rest in peace.
That's right.
That's right.
But, Bill, we promised we would let everybody know how to get a hold of you again. So, Bill, why don't you go ahead and recite your email address, since Joe seems to be having problems with words and letters.
Well, the best email right now is W as in William, M as in Michael, Fitzmaurice, and that's FitzMaurice at gmail.com.
That sounds about right to me. With offices in La Jolla and in North County and several places. So we've got about 1 minute to go here. So. What's your opinion on the exemption? We didn't get your opinion on that.
What do you think, Bill? Going up, going down, staying where it is, going away?
You know, I hate to even predict. All I know is that, you know, as I mentioned before, having investment grade life insurance as part of your portfolio is very, very important. Mm. And Richard, to your point, you know, being able to finance it in a structure that makes sense.
That's great. Well, I can predict one thing, that we'll be back here next Sunday night, but I'd like to thank our special guest, Bill Fitzmaurice, for joining us. And Richard, good night to you, and thank you again. And we'd like to thank our board operator, Scott Love, not Hart, and Dave Sniff, our programming genius here, and Craig Blanke, our account executive. Thank you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
It's your money, not theirs.
That's absolutely correct.
It painfully eats away at your peace of mind and the quality of your life. As your debt spreads and grows, it kills your ability to get a loan. It can even kill your chances of getting a mortgage or even a job. But now you can eliminate your debt before it kills you. At the Transforming Debt into Wealth Center, we've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. Our debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible is free and contains secrets to helping you kill off your debt and live completely debt-free. For your free copy of the debt-free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-933-2280. For your debt-free Bible, call 1-800-933-2280. 1-800-933-2280.
This is San Diego's new home of the Roger Hedgecock Show. We lead the conversation. Talk Radio 760 KFMB, San Diego.